You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Day on 93 WIBC, brought to you by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. They are locally owned and operated. They're Indiana originals. They're the professionals in the Big Black Trucks, and you'll find them at bigblacktrucks.com. Terry Stacy here with you, along with Mel McMahon, who is the first original Indiana original.
Aw, thanks.
IndianaOriginals.com. Hello, Mel.
Hey, Terry.
Hi. Nice
Good morning.
To see you. Good morning
you
to you. Happy Halloween almost.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
We love this time of year. We do.
So excited.
We
Halloween's really my favorite holiday. It's Bennett's favorite holiday. We have had our house decorated since the middle of September. Not going to lie. We've already done jack-o'-lanterns. I mean, it is a good time at the Stone household.
She grew up in spooky old Irvington.
Mm-hmm.
Really spooky old Irvington. And next week, we're going to spend some time with Mel and Ann Richards, because Ann Richards has got some scary Halloween stories. And she's haunted. She's been haunted. And we're going to talk about that, too. But in the meantime, we are going to meet another Indiana original. I think you brought us a chef.
I sure did.
Yay!
I sure did. This is Chef Jenny Fox. Thank
Hi,
you
chef.
So much for joining us this morning.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to have you here, because you know we talk about restaurants all the time. We talk about catering, like supporting local, all this stuff. But there's always a person behind that restaurant or behind that meal or behind whatever you're enjoying at some fancy dinner, and you're one of those people.
Yes.
How long have you been a personal chef?
On and off for 7 years. I reopened my business about a year ago.
And what made you go towards food? Have you always enjoyed cooking?
Yeah, I cooked since I was about 8, and then I worked in a hospital kitchen when I was in high school, and then after I graduated, I've worked in restaurants in every capacity since then.
Do you have a gift, which I think chefs have a gift? It's an art. Is there anybody else in your family that was a chef of any sort?
No, but my parents do own a grocery store, so we did cook a lot at home.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I have such a weird relationship with cooking because I really want to be good at it.
I'm with you. I want to be good at it. I can spend hours looking at people cooking,
oh,
watching
yeah.
people cook.
Looking through magazines for
recipes. But then when it comes right down to it, when I get into it, about halfway, I'm done.
Terry, I started a fire and a flood at my parents' house making ramen noodles when I was 16.
Fire department burned the kitchen down with making cheese sticks.
I don't know
okay, I did.
What it is. I mean, I ruined grilled cheese. Like,
yeah.
Now I enjoy baking.
Yeah.
But the cooking thing, what is it? Chef Jenny, tell us, what is wrong with Terry and I? Why are yeah. we not good at cooking?
The fire department had to come here because I caught the bag of popcorn on fire in the microwave. So
oh
I'm
my gosh.
Really bad. I'm really bad. That building was evacuated.
What is it? What are we missing?
Maybe lower your heat.
Oh,
lower
yeah.
Your heat.
Yeah. Usually.
Yeah. I think it just takes practice and confidence.
Practice and confidence.
Yeah.
Well, we have lots of confidence.
Yeah.
So maybe
yeah.
it's the practice part.
Well, I truly think there are natural born chefs, people that are naturally born to be in the kitchen and really do well with it. Do you experiment? Do you try new dishes, or are you just great at creating great old recipes?
I experiment all the time. I have very few things that I remake often. Hmm. I usually make something new most of the time.
Being experimenting.
Yeah.
And give us a great experiment, example of one of your great experiments.
Last weekend, this is one of my favorite things that I've made. I did a chorizo, sweet potato, and poblano chili.
Oh.
Oh.
That sounds
wow.
delicious.
It was really
but
good.
But different. You wouldn't see
yeah.
that anyplace.
Yeah.
How did you decide to put those flavors together to make a chili?
It was all stuff that I had at my house.
That's it.
So
yeah.
you're one of those people, you can just look at your cabinet and be like, oh, I have this, this, and this, and I'll create something delicious.
Yeah, sometimes.
I admire that.
And you're a personal chef, right?
Yes.
So how do you
How is
work?
That different?
How do we do it?
Yeah.
I come into people's homes and cook for them. I do meal prep for people, and I also do smaller events, dinner parties, and brunches.
Okay.
That's so different.
If I would want you to come and do an omelet bar here at work, could you do that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She could do an omelet bar.
I love that.
Chef Jenny did the catering. Well, not really catering, but you did all the food for the Salvation Army's building headquarters dedication.
Yes.
And not only did it taste amazing, but it was beautiful. And I felt like, because I stopped in the kitchen a couple times, and I felt like you were mentoring someone too while you were there. Who do you, where do you find your kitchen help?
We actually worked together at a restaurant probably about a year before that, and we've just stayed friends. He actually just moved to California, so yeah, I'm kind of sad about that, but excited for him.
Well, and what did he learn under you? What was he looking forward to?
He actually wants to be Nicki Minaj's personal chef.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those are big goals.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with Nicki Minaj, she is a very famous, what do we call her? Is she a rapper?
Rapper?
I think we'd call her a rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, those are some big goals. What are some of your goals?
I'm kind of up in the air right now. I definitely want to get a location so I can expand on catering. And that's probably my next big goal for next year.
And so what's the process for that? Like, you have to find a kitchen to work out of?
Yeah.
Or is that basically it?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And then are there any different permits or anything that you have to go through to get to that
point? Yes. There's a couple different permits you have to have. And I'm not sure if I have to have an LLC or if I can just do the sole proprietor I have now.
Yeah, but there's legal stuff you have to look into, too, as well. So what are some of your favorite things to make?
Anything new.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's some good things right now to be thinking about as we even get closer to Thanksgiving?
I love pumpkin. I love sweet potatoes. I love fall food. Fall is definitely my favorite season.
Me too.
There's so much you can do. I think just look at, especially if you're really not comfortable, look at all the fall food and just think of something that goes together. And even if you want to do a cranberry sauce with your turkey and you don't really know how to do it, just do it on the side and then try it together. And that way you don't ruin your whole meal if you screw up one part that you're experimenting with.
So let's talk about the meal prep a little bit, you know, because it's not really a fad necessarily. Like, it's kind of a great way to just manage your life, right? Like, I need to eat more vegetables every day. So I actually spent time to slice carrots and cucumbers so I could just grab and go, right?
Yeah.
It makes sense. But not everybody's good at doing that on their own. And that's where you come in, right?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that process.
Okay. So what I do is I talk to the people. Most of the people I work with do have certain dietary goals that they're looking for or allergies. They don't want to go through the process. I have a family that has 5 different allergies, so it's just overwhelming for them to try to figure out how to not have all of these things in their food that they eat. And they've got 3 kids, so it's so much easier to have me come in, and that saves a lot of time over the week that they don't have to worry about it. They can just heat up what I've made them and eat it for dinner and know that it's something good and it's something that they can eat that they're not going to have an allergic reaction to.
Yeah, it's not just like a frozen TV dinner or something. That makes so much sense. I need to do that.
Yeah.
There's so many things I need to do, Terry.
I agree. There's so many things we have. We have little time to do it. That's our problem. But that's why we hired Jenny. Jenny,
exactly.
How can we get a hold of you?
My website is chefjennyfox.com and Instagram at chefjennyfox.
Oh, I bet you take some.
And I'm on IndianaOriginals.com.
Yay!
Of course you are. It has been so fun getting to know you since you joined Indiana Originals. And I am so privileged that I get to taste her food at an accountability group that we're in together, kind of a goal setting business group that we're into. She brings the food for every meeting, and it is delightful. And I don't know what you did with that quinoa stuff that one time, but it was amazing. And it actually got me to eat quinoa. So thank you. Is that how you even say it?
Quinoa?
Yes. Yeah, okay. So. I'm like, I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it.
Mel McMahon, Jenny, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Then we'll see you soon. Mel McMahon, IndianaOriginals.com. Today's top stories are next. 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.